Exclusive: Devin Nunes warns US about tech oligarch censorship. Bias against conservatives, I am very concerned. By Matthew Boyle on September 2, 2019. Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, the ranking member of the House Select Committee on Intelligence, told Breitbart News he is very concerned about the rising threat of the tech oligarchs at Twitter, Facebook, Google, and other tech giants censoring conservatives in an effort to stymie free speech and push a leftist agenda. Nunes, who is suing Twitter right now in Virginia, said in an exclusive appearance on Breitbart News Sunday on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 this weekend that the company has been the worst and that tech companies have gotten away with bias against conservative for years because of a special carve-out in federal law. "Well, in general, I have a real concern overall about what I call the tech oligarchs," Nunes said. "But Twitter has been the worst, especially to me. So if you look at what they've done, specifically to me, is they enforce their rules selectively. So I'm arguing they've operated their property negligibly. They've been negligent with the operation of their property. And they're actually content developers. They have had it their way for a long time by having this ability to get out from lawsuits because Congress has actually carved out a special provision in law for them because they were supposed to be an open square, an open public square, they're the internet. So they're not treated like someone like, say, some other kind of product would be treated like a car, for example, or a kitchen appliance. They've had this special carve-out for 20 years. Especially since President Donald Trump was elected in 2016. Nunes argued, the tech giants have warped their products into pushing a certain ideology rather than being open platforms. Nunes said the solution to this problem would be easiest if the tech companies went back to being open platforms on their own. But he does not have any confidence they will do so. "What's the easiest? I'm going to tell you the easiest way that this can all be solved. However, I'm going to tell you that this is not going to happen," Nunes said. "I've run out of patience. This is just not going to happen, and then we'll go to what are the solutions out there. The easiest way, I believe, to solve this, especially for Twitter and Facebook, who have already done some of this, is just get out of the content development business. Just say, look, we're just like it used to be. We're an open square. The only way we're going to come in is if there is breaking of a federal or state law. And police it that way, kind of like when somebody calls the police, you go in. You check it out. If there's child pornography or foul language or something that may be against the rules there that they have, then great, then take the tweet down. As it relates to Google, just stop the bias. If Matt Boyle gets Googled 50,000 times, a story that you do on Breitbart gets Googled 50,000 times, and the Washington Post story is 20,000, then Matt Boyle's story should be first. It's really simple. It's really, really simple for them to solve this problem. But I have no faith that they're going to get out of the content development business. I think they're in it." Nunes also said he believes the Democrats talk about regulating or holding tech companies accountable only as a fake threat, meant to intimidate them into becoming subservient to the left's agenda. "I think when you see the Democrats talking about going after these companies, that's a fake threat," Nunes said. "They're doing that to basically warn them that you better do what we want. You better make sure that Democrats and leftists and all of our causes are put at the top. You better make sure that anything Breitbart reports or Epoch Times reports, they're the latest one, it disappears. And that's what's happening. Given that Democrats are in the majority right now in the House of Representatives," Nunes said, "there is nothing that Congress can do to combat the tech giants until after the 2020 election. That's why Nunes is suing Twitter in a Virginia state court, seeking to hold the company accountable and putting himself forward to do so, given that he has been the victim of smears, lies, fake accounts, and inaccurate attacks." Listen to Rep. Devin Nunes' full interview on Breitbart News Sunday.